Whap! There was a smooth, swift slap to my backside. It was my 10th birthday, and I was in trouble again. I had thought it was going to be a perfect day, but I was wrong. The trouble all started in the morning, like most other stories. I had awakened at 6, staring at the ceiling and thinking of what I would do that day. Then I quickly put on my clothes and snuck down the steps. I ran wildly out my door, but not too loudly, so my parents would not get up. I jogged down the street in my fuzzy black cap and red sneakers. Soon I had reached the house of Jericho, my best friend at the time, and I had climbed up his home's white columns. I stepped on top of his eave and took out a sharp knife hidden under the shutters and picked his window open. He laid there on the bed drooling on his pillow as if he were a starving man dreaming of a feast. I climbed through the window and shook him fiercely. Amazingly, he woke up on the first shake, and I walked into his bathroom while he was getting dressed. He questioned me, "When did you get up?" "Around 6, I guess," I explained. Then we walked down his stairs without a railing and came to a steep edge at the end. From there, Jericho and I went into his kitchen, and he poured us some orange juice. Then Jericho's mother walked into the kitchen and asked me to go into the living room for a few minutes. I quickly obeyed. You don't want to get on a bad side, if you know what I mean. So I walked into the beautiful, as always, living room and relaxed a little. In their living room, Jericho's family had a nice black leather couches on top of a black carpet with a multicolored floral design and a white wall with pink flower border and the same color shades. In the corner, there was a big end table with a big TV. On top, there was a DVD player along with a VHS player and a recorder. At the bottom was an Xbox, PlayStation, and a nice silver radio. On the walls, there were beautiful pictures and hanging plants. There also was a connected back room that had the computer and that was used for an office. Jericho soon came into his living room as I was watching TV. He hollered, "Let's go!" So I quickly hopped up and ran out the door. We raced down the road to the nearby Rock River, which was very large. There was a park there between the river and a hill, with a road that led us under a bridge. Jericho spotted a tiny, separate trail that was slightly hidden behind trees. "Come on, let's follow it," demanded Jericho. "I don't know," I replied anxiously. "Why, are you scared?" chanted Jericho. "No," I lied. And then he took me by the arm and pulled me roughly through the trees after him. Ahead, it was dark, and I did not want to go any further, so I blurted, "I can't see!" "That's okay, I have a flashlight," explained Jericho humorously. "That boy has everything," I thought to myself, and we kept going. It turned out, however, that Jericho did not have a flashlight, and after we had been walking for about 15 minutes, Jericho surprisingly blurted, "Well, at least we're not lost, since I am following the river." "How smart, I never think of that," I added sarcastically. "I know," replied Jericho, just as sarcastically. Soon, however, we spotted a smaller bridge with a lot of graffiti on it. From the looks of the graffiti, there were obviously many gangs around, and that made me very uncomfortable. "Boo!" Jericho screamed suddenly. "Ah!" I screamed in response. Then I just took off, with Jericho chasing after me. About 1 minute later, Jericho caught up to me, and we both stopped. He was laughing, and I thought that my heart was about to pop out of my chest. Shaking, I questioned, "What was that for?" "A little fun," replied Jericho, still laughing. "Well, I'm not having fun," I chirped. "I know, I'm sorry," lied Jericho. "Yeah, whatever," I declared. "Hey, let's go," directed Jericho again. And so I thought about whether I wanted to go home and do nothing, or continue exploring with my friend, and maybe have some fun, eventually. Once more, I decided I would follow along. Not long after, Jericho observed, from up ahead on his trail, "Hey, look, a cat!" His face lit up like a light bulb on a Christmas tree, with the excitement of having discovered another interesting distraction. "Really?" shouted Jericho. "Yeah, but it could have rabies, and I don't want to die," I preached. "So what? It won't catch us," smirked Jericho. "Okay, but if it does, it's your fault," I warned. "Fine," lied Jericho. "But what if it's faster than we are?" I pointed out. "Then we will run faster," suggested Jericho logically. Okay, let's try to get a closer look, I added. We both ran wildly after the cat. Then the pursued feline led us, jumping over a rock. Before it stopped in its tracks, seeming to dare us, Jericho jumped the same rock as the cat. And then, as I also jumped, I slipped badly. Jericho quickly helped me up. But by the time I stood, the cat was on another rock already, and I silently discovered that I had a large cut that went to the bone. Nevertheless, we both continued to run after the big cat, but without jumping any more little boulders. Instead, we veered around them amazingly, beat the cat to the dry riverbed. Then, abruptly, the cat lunged at Jericho. I quickly picked up a sharp stick and hit the cat until it finally fell off my friend. Later, as we walked home, I thanked Jericho for helping me when I was down and hurt. He likewise thanked me for saving him from the animal attack. We had both learned that friends are always there when you need them. Back at the house, I covered up my cut. It was 5:30 p.m. by then, and my parents had not known where I was, but I told Jericho to go home as I could take care of it, or so I thought. Obviously, I did not do as good a job as I thought I with my parents, since I soon found myself being punished by two of them. The day had turned out to be anything but a typical birthday. But even after my painful injury and almost equal painful punishment, it had still been one of the best days of my life.